The first scripture for this evening comes from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. It would be in the Pew Bibles on page 163. And I invite you to hear God's word for us tonight. I received a tradition from the Lord, which I handed on to you. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me." He did the same thing with the cup. After they had eaten, saying, "This cup is the covenant of my blood. Every time you drink it, do this to remember me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes again. And then from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 14 through 20, the New Testament on page 82. And if you are able, will you stand for the reading of the Gospel? When the time came, Jesus took his place at table, and the apostles joined him. He said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I tell you, I won't eat it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom." After taking a cup and giving thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. I tell you that from now on, I won't drink from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom has come." After taking the bread and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the meal and said, "This cup is the new covenant by my blood, which is poured out for you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I served a church in Grand Rapids, it was part of a coalition of an ecumenical coalition of churches on the near north side of Grand Rapids, and we had a custom of celebrating Thanksgiving Eve services together. And you'll love this, then the hosting church, because we rotated from church to church, always served pumpkin pie and coffee. This was very helpful in getting people out to that service. But one time we were at another Methodist church, just a little farther north of my church, but it was the Episcopal priest who was preaching that evening, and it was so interesting because we were a gathering of Reformed. There was a Reformed church, two Methodist churches, and a Lutheran church, an Episcopal church, and the Catholics joined in with us as well, the Roman Catholics. And that night, Mike, in his preaching, suggested that it was sort of tragic that the one evening when we were a national holiday, which sort of transcended our differences of denomination, that and the eve of a day when we were doing a meal of thanks together, that we as people couldn't serve a meal together, that especially our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters wouldn't feel comfortable receiving communion with us. But it made me realize, and for the first time really ever, putting together the meal of Thanksgiving on Thursday with turkey and all the things, with the meal of the Christian church, that in many ways, the Thanksgiving table of the Christian church is with the two elements of wine and bread. In each telling of Jesus and the Last Supper, there are four words that are significant. Jesus takes the bread or the cup. Jesus gives thanks. Jesus breaks the bread or lifts the cup and then gives it to the people. In Luke's telling of the Emmaus walk, remember, two disciples are joined by Jesus, only they do not recognize him, and they walk along telling the story of how traumatized they are by Jesus' recent crucifixion. And the risen Christ is with them, and they don't recognize him until they stop for a meal, and they invite him to join them for a meal. And then it is at that table that the scripture says Jesus took the bread and blessed it, which is not unusual. But then in the breaking of the bread, that's where they recognized him in their presence. Early Christians in Acts 2:46 broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. So each time we share communion together, we say a prayer of great thanksgiving. And its tradition is to honor the Trinity in its frame. It always has three kind of stanzas. So at the beginning, it honors God the Father and Creator. In the middle section of that prayer, it praises Jesus for the gift of redemption. And then the Holy Spirit for the work of the Holy Spirit within our lives. We're thankful for God's unconditional love and the grace we receive in Jesus Christ, not just for things, which is kind of our custom, isn't it, to be thankful for things. So this day, I want to invite you we're going to conclude the service with Holy Communion, but I am doing that in a way to invite you to the next time we receive communion, I hope you will remember that it is a meal of thanksgiving, as well as a meal of Jesus' sacrifice and a meal of remembrance and a meal of the gathering of the body. It is also a thanksgiving. Eucharist, the language that our Roman Catholic friends, Eucharist is a word for thanksgiving. There are two other things I am thankful for tonight, and I would name them to you as well. I am thankful that communion is a table fellowship. I don't know about you, but there might be some conversations around the table. I was teasing with somebody today, sometimes gathering of relatives isn't always the best of things. Little joke. Playful. Thanks, Ben. I'll have to cue him a little earlier. But table fellowship, and I want to tell you about that because the senior meals that we serve on Tuesdays to senior citizens who come, they have, over the years, they establish tables. So there's a certain set of people that always sit. It's a little bit like church seating. This particular group of people always sit at this table. And what are there, 8 tables around, perhaps? And so they begin to know each other, even though they might have come from different places and not known each other. Maybe 2 or 3 are friends, but then they sit at a table with 2 or 3 other friends, and over the years, they come to know each other. And so then pretty soon, someone will report to me when I say prayers before the meal that so-and-so is in the hospital, or so-and-so is just back, or so-and-so has a birthday. They've learned to create a fellowship with each other around the table. And so each Tuesday when they meet, I'm invited to say a grace before the meal. And usually I say a joke or two because this was also a tradition of the pastor before me. But I find myself frequently praying and giving thanks for the table fellowship. That in addition to the food we're offering, there is a fellowship time, a nurturing of one another's spirit by meeting together with kind of old friends. And table fellowship is something that we share here as well. We're gathering at the Thanksgiving table of this congregation in the context of Jesus' love. And then finally, in this last week and then the last 2 weeks, 2 funerals for beloved people of the congregation. And in the second case, at Joyce Aldrink's funeral, she wanted to serve communion at her funeral. And Joyce is a person of rather strong opinion, so one did not say no to Joyce. And it was also very, very precious because she said, "I love communion." It was a significant part of her exercise of faith, so she wanted to share that with people, even at a service, honoring her in her living and dying. And at that time, I was reminded, too, of another image that communion gives us, which is that it is there's not very much food. You know, the kids were looking at what was the menu for tonight, and I was saying it's a loaf and grape juice, they said. And then you'll only get a little bit of it. There's this wonderful big loaf here, but you'll just get a little piece. But it is this taste of heaven, which is our reality as Christians, isn't it? That we don't live fully into the fullness of God's kingdom, but we get a taste of it in our living of the life of faith day in and day out and together in community. So I invite you, friends, to remember this as a meal of thanksgiving. And I invite you to come. Come to the Lord's table as thankful people. When we do get to the time of the communion meal, I would again remind you that all are welcome at the table. We will serve it and invite you to come and kneel. And I don't know about you, but my knees aren't always the best. And so if kneeling doesn't work, I would invite you to stand perhaps at the ends of that row and invite you to just come. About six people could kneel together. So kind of come as you feel led when the time comes. And we'll serve you by intinction as you kneel or stand at the altar.